I'm speaking with Bridget Harlan, who is Renewable Fuels Product Manager for GrowMark, and we're going to be talking a little bit about how, as an agricultural cooperative system, GrowMark is really involved in renewable fuels like biodiesel and ethanol. So, Bridget, why don't you first, as Renewable Fuels Product Manager, tell me about some of the renewable fuels products that GrowMark offers to its members.
We offer a wide variety of products. We've been heavily involved in renewable fuels for quite some time. We offer full truckloads of ethanol in pure form that can be sent out direct to a site. We do all kinds of ethanol blends, most commonly a 10% blend referred to as an E10. We also do E85, but we do have the ability at our terminals to do custom blends upon request, although that's not real common. But as we see things coming up the pipe, such as E15 and other sites that may offer an E30 or something for vehicles that can handle it, flex fuel vehicles, we do see that once in a while. We also can offer full truck shipments of pure biodiesel, commonly referred to as B100. We also do a variety of biodiesel blends with ultra-low sulfur diesel, including 2, 5, 11, or 20%. But we can also do custom blends on those as well. Starting May 1st, the state of Minnesota, for example, has a B10 mandate. So some of those customers up in that area don't necessarily want to do the 11%, and we can dial that down to a 10% for those customers as needed. We try to offer whatever is needed by our customers.
Now, biodiesel quality and consistency is important for all customers. How has GrowMark recently revamped its biodiesel quality program, and what does it offer?
We have actually had a biodiesel quality program in place since 2007. I think early on when biodiesel was first hitting the marketplace, there were a lot of hard lessons learned. And so we took all of those experiences that we had and that we read about in the industry, and we created what we felt was a program that would help alleviate any of the risk factors that are involved in biodiesel blending. So it includes a specification that we require of all of our suppliers. It's tighter than the ASTM specification, but it also includes storage and handling guidelines and appropriate blending guidelines. And so that is something that all of our FS cooperatives follow, and we just want to ensure that we are putting out there the best quality product that we can and try to mitigate any type of blending problem or filter clogging problem that may occur by catching it at the source.
Well, you talked about the ethanol blends that you offer, and we've recently been able to clear most of the final hurdles from EPA to offer 15% ethanol, E15. What is GrowMark doing in regard to getting that blend out there at your terminals or your FS fuel stations?
Yeah, you'll see a lot in the media recently regarding E15, and it seems probably that it's moving really, really quickly, but really there's been a lot going on in the background for quite some time to stage the industry for E15 use. And there's been a lot of hurdles that we've recently crossed, like you said. There's been some important air data and things like that that were accepted by the EPA, and then also the misfueling mitigation plan that the Renewable Fuels Association submitted to the EPA was approved as well. The most recent hurdle was the fuel survey. The survey is something that's required to be funded before it can be implemented, and there is a group of 99 ethanol producers that have stepped up to fund that survey, which is excellent. So what we're doing, we're working very closely with the Renewable Fuels Association and reviewing their E15 retailer handbook that they've recently sent out to all of their members. And we're very supportive of this moving forward, but at the same time, we really want to ensure that it's done properly. So we are just making sure that we thoroughly understand all the steps that need to be taken in order for a retailer to sell the product, and then we will guide them on what they need to do at that point.
Let's take a look at what's going on the national level as far as biofuels legislation and maybe what's included in the Farm Bill. We've seen negotiations start now on the Farm Bill. We did see an energy title included. What's going on there as far as what GrowMark is seeing there and what you would like to see in a Farm Bill as far as biofuels are concerned?
Well, the Senate Agricultural Committee approved a 5-year Farm Bill. I believe that was right towards the end of April that happened. So now it's sitting with Congress, and the bill does include some important biofuel pieces, including Section 9006, which is a reauthorization of the biodiesel education program, and that is included in the bill as a mandated funding, which is $1 million per year. So that's really important that it's a mandated funding. It means it's guaranteed if it goes through. The other piece is Section 9005, which is the bioenergy program for advanced biofuels. That's also reauthorized at $20 million per year. However, that is not a mandatory funding. That's going to require an annual appropriations by Congress. So that one's kind of give or take. You know, when you get into the annual appropriations, you never know what you're going to get. But as far as where we're at with that getting through Congress, I think we have a long way to go. Everything in Congress for some time has been pretty gridlocked. You know, it's not really a good setting in Capitol Hill right now for getting anything passed, especially in an election year. So as much as we would really like to see this passed, we think it's probably got a ways to go. You know, I know a lot of the trade associations are helping with this effort. I know the NBB is National Biodiesel Board, is a part of a broad coalition that's been really supportive and really urging the Senate to get a quick vote through on this.
They're also still looking for the biodiesel tax credit, which lapsed last year, to come through. Any thoughts on that and whether we might see that reauthorized?
You know, they really just started looking at that, so I think probably not likely to happen this year, in my opinion, just because there's so many other things on the table that are going to come first. But there is legislation that's been introduced. They're just starting to take a look at it. Some of it would shift the $1 blender's credit from the blender to the producer. It would make it a producer credit. And they're also looking to get a multi-year extension.
All right, very good. Anything else you'd like to add, Bridget?
The only thing I would like to add is I know a lot of people wonder what they can do to get involved, and it is very important to contact your member of Congress. And a lot of people get nervous. They don't want to do that. But really, a letter, a phone call, they really do value hearing from the people in their districts and in their states. So I would just encourage anybody that's, you know, really involved in this process to write a letter, make a phone call, and have your voice be heard.
Thank you very much, Bridget. With GrowMark Incorporated, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.